There are now nearly 300,000 U.S. and British troops in the Gulf, poised for an attack on Iraq. While many are stationed in Kuwait near the Iraqi border, the forces' command post is further away in the tiny nation of Qatar. There's also a major American air base there. NPR's Steve Inskeep is in Qatar. He's been talking to residents about the U.S. military presence. He sent this postcard from the capital city, Doha.
You don't spot many American soldiers on the streets here. They tend to stay on their bases for security reasons. American-style culture is more conspicuous, as you can see in the Center City Mall, riding the escalator up to Tommy Hilfiger, Pizza Hut. You've been to this mall before. It looks like the one in your hometown, except for the Arabic lettering on the signs. In the central courtyard, children glide around a white rink, ice skating here in the desert. Nearby, a man named Mubarak is sipping coffee at Starbucks. He says he's skeptical of the American troops in the Persian Gulf.
I think he's a big problem here and everywhere in Arabian Gulf.
He doesn't think a war against Iraq will make a more secure region. He says he doesn't want Americans in the Islamic Holy Land of Saudi Arabia. This may be an American-style mall, but it also echoes five times a day with the Muslim call to prayer. The war is also on the minds of six women who sit on sofas in Starbucks, sipping black coffee and wearing conservative black clothes. They're from Bahrain, another Gulf nation that serves as a U.S. military base. They came here to attend a wedding, and they say they're thankful that war was delayed long enough that they could travel in peace. A woman named Aisha says she likes American soldiers, but she thinks they'll inevitably kill Iraqi civilians in a war.
They are very generous with us. I mean, we all, even the people, American people, we like them. We have friends also from them. But we are against the government, Mr. Bush and Mr. Blair. They are our enemies.
The women acknowledge the U.S. military presence may be necessary here. It effectively guarantees the stability of oil-producing states that are very rich and very vulnerable. Several Gulf rulers have welcomed the American presence, though they don't publicize it. Here in Qatar, the government prohibits foreign reporters from visiting an enormous airbase that may be used in a war against Iraq. And if American troops do leave those bases, they keep a low profile, moving around town in civilian clothes. A man named Ahmad has met some of the Americans. He's a Qatari military policeman. He sat at the other Starbucks in the mall, where he sipped tea while his friend ordered a caramel macchiato. He remembers going through target practice alongside Americans when Qatar joined the military coalition that defeated Iraq in 1991.
Yeah, they used to come and eat with us, play volleyball with us. So everything's fine.
Do you feel differently about this war against Iraq if it happens?
It's different.
He says weapons inspections could disarm Saddam Hussein. And if there's war, he asks, how many people will die? After a war, the Bush administration promises to build a democracy for Iraq's people. But that promise doesn't seem to have made an impression here. In the back of the Starbucks, next to the artificial waterfall, a man named Ali says the U.S. has no business overthrowing Saddam Hussein.
There are people in Iraq, and this is their country. And they know what's good for them and not what's bad for them. And they know how to deal with it. This is their problem.
Ali is a native of Sudan, and he speaks with one of the many accents you hear in the Center City Mall. Native Qataris make up a minority of their country's population. Much of the populace comes from places like Sri Lanka, the West Bank. They fled areas that had no money and no peace. They came to work in this city, which has both. Now, the Americans who effectively maintain that peace could soon use this country as a base for war. And people here think uneasily about the bargain their rulers made. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Doha, Qatar.